Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you today?
Morning. I'm a box of fluffy ducks. How are you going?
Gosh, I'm loving this ropey voice. It's very... It's very sort of glamorous, smoky, late night vibe going on here.
Yeah, look, it reminds me of, is it in Friends when like Phoebe has a sexy voice and she goes and licks the cup? I kind of feel a bit like that. I mean, obviously it's terrible. Actually, here's a vocal trip for everybody.
Yes.
When you do have a throat that needs to be cleared, do not clear your throat by doing the because what you're actually doing there is creating vocal violence in your throat, and it's slapping your vocal folds together in order to shake the mucus. But what that actually does is create more contact and makes you create more mucus, which means
you're more
likely to get stuck in a throat-clearing
cycle of doom.
So the best thing you can do is hum low, very low, so that's vibrating, and that vibrating is what's going to shake that mucus off, and then get a glass of water and swallow.
Honestly,
yeah. There we go.
Learn something new every day. Thank you, Alice. That's a hot tip for all the vocal folks out there. We're not here to talk about throats today, though, mucus. We are here to talk about theatre, and we've actually got a guest on the line. Would you like to introduce the guest this morning, Alice?
Yes, we are so blessed to have the indelible Morgana O'Reilly, who is joining us today to talk about her new show, which is Stories About My Body, which is opening at the Basement very soon. Welcome to the show, Morgana.
Kia ora, morena. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here, Morgana. I'm super excited to hear about this show. Tell us a little bit about what's going on,
Alice. Morgana, you've just been over doing the show in Melbourne and the Comedy Fest, so you're sort of back off a season. How did the season go in Melbourne?
Oh, it was so great, and it was so awesome to travel overseas. Oh my God, it was so nice. And to be in that city, which is like humming. And the show was really well received, so I'm so happy because, yeah, there was two other, you know, it was booked in for the Basement in August last year, and then it was postponed on opening night. Which is really happening.
That's the stinkest night to find out about a postponement.
All the postponement dates.
Oh my God, it was so traumatic. Look, I mean, also realistically, everything is okay. But and then it was scheduled for March, and Omicron took care of that. So it was really nice to get it up on its feet and feel it with an audience, figure it out. So yeah, really good. So now I can't wait to give it to the eyeballs of people here.
Yes, here in Tamaki Makaurau. Now, foot fetish parties in New York City, diary entries from the 1998, boobs, birth, and trying to light my chins. Tell me, this sounds like a deeply personal work, Morgana. Tell us a little bit about where this work came from.
Yeah, I feel like this has been sitting in me for years, to be honest. There's sort of like a few reasons I think it came up. Like, one, I made the show that I wanted to see, like that where I am at in my life and what I'm thinking about. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like lockdown threw up for me like massive body issue shit, like because I just was sitting in my own crap for weeks on end. And it was sort of a bit triggering in that way. But then also, like, I had these three points in this show that I sort of hung the show around. Like, there's a gag that I do right at the start, which is, I won't ruin it, but hopefully you'll enjoy it. And then I talk about, when I used to work at foot fetish bars in New York City and sell my toes for money. Great yarn. And then I talk about my birth and even maybe show a little bit of birth video.
Wow. Shout outs to your mum.
No, that's me giving birth.
Oh, you giving birth!
Even more! Wow. Great! Wow.
Shout outs to you as the mum. There we go.
Hard! Yeah. So I sort of had those three ideas. I'm like, one day I'm going to make a show and I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then, I did.
I think that's an interesting point, though. A lot of people came out the other side of lockdown, and it's kind of confronting time when you're just sort of stuck with yourself. You're either in your own head or, as you say, in your own body in a lot of ways that maybe you're not in normal living. Yeah. And I think it did, as you mentioned, throw up for a lot of people things that maybe they'd never had to contend with before, or they had, but they were managing it. And, it was a really intense time for people in a lot of different ways.
I think especially when you're, I'm not going to try and rate my discomfort, but I was parenting little children, so you're just dirty and gross, and there was no kind of full indulgence into the self-care that lockdown could bring for some. I'm sure discomfort in other ways, but it's quite a confronting time.
So this is kind of interesting, because obviously you're an actor, you're an esteemed actor, you've been in many shows, television, you've done film, you've done theatre. Actually, you're in, if I'm not mistaken, Nude Tuesday, which is a new film that is coming out soon. But then this is sort of interesting. As an actor, we sort of constantly, our bodies are coming up for scrutiny. Our bodies are objectified in a way because they're the vessel for our craft of storytelling. So how have you been able to cope with that over your illustrious career? And how do you sort of, not resolve that, but how does that kind of come into the discussion now as you're in this phase in your career and life?
Well, I think it's a really interesting one because, I don't know about you, but I feel like as a performer or an actor, which is, you're waiting a lot for other people to say, yes, you can do what you do. And I feel lucky in one respect because if I don't get a role that I really wanted or something doesn't work out, I don't so much let my talent take the hit, which I think is a lucky thing because I know some people that do. They're like, I'm shit, I suck at what I do. I have trust in that, but what I don't have trust in is my body. I'm like, I didn't get it because I didn't look right, and da 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 da. And so that has taken the hit heaps. And then I made two babies, and that changes your body. And now I'm in, I'm 36, so I'm in my, I guess I can say I'm in my late 30s or mid 30s. So that changes everything again. And so what I've been enjoying with this show is exploring. There's just some good stories in there and stuff, but what it has brought up as well is having to articulate that all of this shit is subjective. And there is a line in it where I say that, and even thinking about wrinkles and stuff, that now I'm going to move through the process as a conscious person and not a terrified teenager lacking any guided self-reflection about the intersubjective Western ideals of a woman's beauty and worth.
clicking down the microphone. Yes.
We can decide that these are beautiful and these are great.
Totally.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. So the show, it opens on the 17th of May, which is in a couple of weeks. You're at the Basement Theatre. Are you in the theatre or in the studio?
I'm in the main stage. Yep.
In the main stage. Yeah, great. And of course, we want people to buy lots and lots of tickets to come to this show. I've also noticed that you've got a 10:30 show. What's that about?
Yes. So this is me trying to start a thing. I call it a caregiver show. Initially, it was called Mums and Bubs, but I didn't like how gender specific it is because dad's dad too, and it's not daddy daycare, it is life. And so it's at 10:30 for people basically like me who have kids and it's hard to go to the theatre, who were the theatre going community. Sometimes only 6 months ago, and then it changes for a really long time. And so it's at 10:30, which gives people time to drop a kid at school or at kindy or at grandma's. Come and see a proper grown-up show. I cannot stress enough, it is not a kids' show. Please don't bring your kids. bring your partner, skive off from work, or bring a friend, or come by yourself. What bliss, just be alone in a nice dark theatre, and let me tell you some stories and make you laugh and maybe have a little cry. and then be home for in time for a midday nap and definitely school pickup.
That's an awesome idea. That's a really awesome idea.
I love it. I'm obsessed. And I do not have children, but I want to come.
Look, you could also come to that as well. Like, some people work nights, whatever works. If you don't have to have, you don't have to be a parent to come. But also, under ones are welcome. So if you do have a little bubba that doesn't understand the swearing and can't crawl around, you can bring him along and nip in and out of the theatre when you need to. So yeah, that's the caregiver session on Friday at 10:30.
Fantastic. Morgana, thank you so much for chatting to us about your show. If people want to get tickets, Basement Theatre website's the place to go, yes?
Yes, Basement Theatre website, yes, go there. They've just released a whole bunch more tickets today if anyone has tried to get in there. So there's more.
Yay. And Alice, thank you as always for leading us into the world of theatre on a Tuesday morning. I hope you both had a lovely week and we'll see you soon.
Gorgeous. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Morgana.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.